ready? Here we go.
The Hit Breakfast Show.
All right.
If your mate's going to drink and drive, call them out. Drink driving, all bad. What's all good is the Cliffo and Gabby podcast.
We're never gonna get one on.
Never gonna get one on.
Never gonna get one on.
Never gonna get one.
We did the call out earlier this morning. We wanted to talk to someone who has experienced breast implant illness because we want to find out more about it and more about what it means. And we've got one. Georgie Stevenson joins us right now who has experienced this and has had her breast implants out. How are you going, Georgie?
Hey guys, I'm going good. What about you guys?
Good. We're excited that we got one for this.
Yeah.
Tell us, how long ago did you get your breast implants and how long were they in for?
Yeah, so the surgery was just about 6 months ago now, and I had them in for 7 years. So I got them when I was 19.
Wow. So over the course of 7 years of having breast implants in your body, when did you first start realizing or first start feeling the symptoms, not even knowing that they were associated with the breast implants? Like, and what were they?
Yeah, so I think I probably started experiencing them around 3 years, but they were very low level. So it was stuff like gut health, fatigue, brain fog, and I would go see, you know, a naturopath and get some herbs and or go to the doctors and get some medication and, you know, try and band-aid it. And then they got very, very severe the year before I got them out, so last year. And last year it got to the point where I had chronic fatigue. I developed an autoimmune condition.
Wow.
Like I said, I had brain fog, night sweats, hormone imbalances, thyroid problems, anxiety. And I went to a whole heap of doctors. So specialist, naturopath, GP, and no one could really figure it out. And they would pass me on to another doctor and I'd get diagnosed with something. And then I'd see another doctor and they'd be like, well, this can't be it because of something else. And it was the most frustrating year. And I just felt so unwell the whole entire time too.
So how did you eventually figure out that it was the breast implants making you sick?
Well, interesting. So I had heard about breast implant illness years and years ago, and I kind of thought, oh, you know, that wouldn't happen to me. You know, the doctors didn't really say anything to me when I was 19 and had them done, and kind of like, what are the chances? And then I started looking into it. And so I went onto the breast implant illness Facebook page, and I was just reading other women's stories, and I just got this feeling and I was just like, this is it.
Wow.
So now that you've had the breast implants out, are you feeling like you're better? Are you feeling the positive effects of not having those implants in your body?
Well, crazy thing. So literally a couple of days after I got them out, everyone noticed how different my face looked.
Oh.
So I was holding a lot of water and I was holding a lot of, like water weight, and my face just looked different. My eyes were so much clearer. So I had these like just straight away
results
I guess. Yeah. And then a couple of months after, I got all my bloods redone, which I had them done just before the operation, and everything was either normal or better than it had been before.
Wow.
And yeah, physically, I just felt better.
That's
so
crazy.
So if you knew all of this back when you were 19, would you have gotten the implants done?
Oh my God, no. No. It literally took away like a couple of years of my life of not feeling well. So no way.
That breast implant illness has affected some of the most important years of your life too, like your early 20s. So, Georgie Stevenson, producer Brooke, has just sent me a message. So you have a business, Naked Harvest Supplements, and you've got a podcast as well, the Rise and Conquer podcast. So no doubt you've documented all that in the podcast. So if people want more, they can check that out. But that's an amazing story. We are so happy you're feeling much better. And thanks for sharing it with us this morning, Georgie.
No, so happy to share.
That was Cliffo and Gabby's podcast. If your mate's going to drink and drive, call them out, then call them a Lyft or give them the couch for the night. Drink driving, all bad.